Joining me in the studio now is Judy Kaplan and Victoria Seitzinger. How are you ladies doing?
Oh, we're great.
Just great.
Good. Now, this weekend coming up are the Tony Liu Awards, a mystery, murder mystery dinner theater. Tell me a little bit about this.
Oh, well, this is just a fun audience interactive show. We'll have dinner, which is Italian buffet, and the little murder mystery, and then they get to fill out their ballots and guess exactly who done it. And then there will be a prize for the smartest detective in the crowd.
Now, you ladies have been doing theater for a few years, have you?
Yes.
How long in Florence?
I've been in Florence since 2003, so about 15 years. And I've been in a lot of LRP productions over the years and various other places.
I'm a native to Florence, and I'm not going to tell you how many years I've been here.
Okay.
But I've been doing theater probably since 2000. I started as a backup dancer for these shows, and then I think my first speaking role was MAME, I think. It was a show that we did together.
It's not often that you meet a native Florencian, though. So you,
that's true.
You went through the whole routine then here.
And everything, I did.
And schools and everything. That's pretty cool.
She survived.
I survived.
So you didn't? Did you not get into theater when you were real young?
No, we didn't have that opportunity.
Didn't have that opportunity.
No.
So this is a great thing that came along then. LRP, really.
Yeah, and I didn't even know about them until about 2000.
What was your first performance together? You guys, I know I saw the one with that Wayne was in, obviously.
Yeah.
He made that was last year.
That's one we actually produced together.
Yeah.
Our first show together was MAME.
Yeah.
And funny stuff.
Yeah. It was very silly. Yeah, I broke her foot.
Wow. Not on purpose.
Though. No. Okay. Stupid things happen. I was playing Vera, the goofy character, and singing this ridiculous song, "The Man in the Moon is a Lady," and we were all wearing planets on our heads and various whatever, and Victoria was a dancer, and they're dancing around while I'm singing this song, and she had Saturn?
I had Saturn
on my head.
She had
Saturn on her head, and Saturn fell off her head and rolled across the stage in the middle of this song, and she went to walk in front of me, and I went the other way, and I stepped on her foot, and all hell broke loose.
Oh, now, was that the last performance, or was that one of the early ones?
It was one of our...
I think it was dress rehearsal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Before even... Yeah. So how did you manage... isn't there dancing in MAME?
Yes. Yeah, my friend come along and popped the bone back together. I taped it up, and life goes on.
Wow.
It was insane. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good dedication.
That's what adrenaline will do for you.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
So what is the premise of the Murder at the Tony Liu Awards? Somebody who is jealous of somebody else, or how's that?
Everybody is jealous of everybody else.
Everybody has a motive.
Yes. Mm. And it's up to the audience to figure out who and why.
Now, is the audience is obviously active in figuring out the whodunit, but are they also part of the play in addition to that?
No, not really.
Okay.
No one's going to get drug into this kicking and screaming. You know, you don't have to be afraid to be there. We won't pick on you if you don't want to be picked on. But actors will be talking to the people in the audience with no response required, of course.
Okay.
It's just that they mingle in and out of the audience and talk to them and maybe ask them a question if they think that they want to talk. But other than that, really,
it's just a lot of it will take place in and among the tables. You know, it's just very fun. It's a fun thing.
You and your husband also published 101 Things to Do, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do. We publish the magazine. Yeah, I create the whole magazine. We come out once a year in May, about right before Memorial Day.
Right after Roadie Days.
Yeah. And then they're distributed all year. We print 100,000 copies, and they're distributed all up and down the coast and inland, all the way up to Astoria, down to Brookings, and then over to Roseburg, and all the way up to Salem. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, what about you? What else do you do to keep your days
excuse me
going?
Well, I clean houses for a living.
Oh, okay.
And do a little bit of artwork here and there. I like to paint whimsical furniture. I don't know. I just exist.
Yeah. I was going to use that word, but I thought maybe that would be a little bit condescending. I didn't mean that.
No, it's okay.
So how long has LRP been around?
It has been since 1993. I wasn't here, obviously, but they performed Logger's Lament in a tent. I made a rhyme. And then the FEC was built in 96, I believe. They were a significant part of that. LRP also founded Storybook Theater, which is Florence's original children's theater, in 1995, so that kids could be involved in theater at no cost. And then LRP is now, we're striving to create opportunities for kids and parents to be on stage together, to do like we did Annie last fall. And recently we did A Christmas Story. So parents and kids really enjoy being able to share that time together. And it's kind of nice because when you're in a show, you have a lot of time spent in rehearsal, which would take you away from your family. So this way they get to share that together. And that's a fun thing.
It's pretty cool. Now, this is also, you guys are raising money here too for future productions. Is that what that is?
It's for this year. LRP has planned something for every month of the year, some kind of activity like makeup workshops and picnics and improv and this murder mystery. So these type of things cost money to do this. So this will be a fund for that type of activity to help cover the cost.
Now, when you say improv, is this a performance of improv or teaching of improv?
A little of both.
Both, probably.
Mm. We've had two improv workshops last year, and it kind of, you perform and learn as you go. So it is a workshop and a performance at the same time.
Well, I would like to know when that happens. I would like to get involved in the improv aspect.
Yeah, it's fun.
I know. It's a lot of fun. Yes, and.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is let's see. So the showings are the 9th and the 10th?
Yes.
Is that right? So that's this weekend. Last chance to get tickets, I guess, would be now.
Because it's a dinner theater. We need to have a head count before. So there won't be tickets at the door because we need to know how many meals to prepare.
And if you have a significant other, this might be a good Valentine's treat, pre-Valentine's treat.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
So one of the questions that you guys wanted me to ask was, is there an open bar? Is there a reason for that?
Well, lot more fun when you drink.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what I hear. There is a no-host bar that will be available for both performances. So, come in and drink up.
Well, there you go.
Well, we have a pre...
The Elks are already party enough.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yes, make sure that... Yeah, this is definitely at the Florence Elks Lodge.
Yes. Doors open at 5:30, and there's a little cocktail party with the actors before dinner. And so you can mingle and talk to the actors, their characters, actually, before the show starts.
Now, how many are involved as far as how many characters are in this?
I think it's 10.
Cast of 10?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I won't have you go into it. We can wait till wait to go see it, to see who's all in it.
Yeah. But,
they're pretty crazy and wacky, lots of silly characters.
We've got some new faces, and we've got some veterans here, and they're all fantastic.
Yes. It's the murder at the Tony Liu Awards. It's coming up this weekend, the 9th and 10th. Get your tickets. Now, where can they get tickets?
You can purchase them online with a credit card at brownpapertickets.com/event/402-5813, if that matters. Or you can call 541-999-9392 to pay by check or make other arrangements.
Okay. Ladies, thank you so much. Judy Kaplan, Victoria Seitzinger, appreciate you being here today, and break a leg, not a foot.
Thank you.
And coming up next, we'll be talking with Joshua Green about the Public Arts Committee and the mural slated for the Central Lincoln PUD building.